This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In this Sean Speaks episode, I get to speak to you from my heart about an important part of parenting, family life, and a parent's mental health and mindset. I want to help you thrive in how you speak to your kids and how you speak to yourself. Sean Speaks is a live teaching I did with a Zoom room filled with my VIP members. It's interactive, it's spontaneous, it's raw and unedited. If you'd like to go deeper with me, visit my website.
People who just love their kids, who want to be the best parent that they can be, who change the world through our parenting. I'm just really honored to be in your life, you know, that so much of the parenting life that we live is built into our habits, in our routines. In fact, some of us, we use that term routine quite often. We say, oh, it's the bedtime routine or the nighttime routine or that school drop-off routine or school pickup. Some of us have a Saturday routine. Some of these routines start off very pleasant, like maybe you have a routine like I do. Every Saturday morning, I love it. I put a little Spotify on my TV. I have a little playlist. I think it's called Sean's Chill Coffee Sesh. And I make myself a coffee in the summer times. I make myself a little cold brew. In the colder months, I make myself a nice warm latte. And I just kind of sit there. And everyone kind of knows in my family, like, this is Sean's dad's time to be in charge of the music. This is a big part of my routine, just kind of like starting off my Saturday morning. I love it. And some of us have a Sunday routine. Some of us, your family is like mine, where you have this church routine where you try to go to church on Sundays. And that could be, oh my gosh, if you go to church, if you know, you know. And if you don't go to church, you don't know. It's like, it's crazy. It's like some of the worst parenting we've ever done is on a Sunday morning before you go to this thing called church. We're supposed to be focusing on good, lovely things. It's just hilarious. So the most popular book in 2021 on Amazon's bestsellers list was called Atomic Habits. You might have heard of it before. It was written by this man named James Clear. And to this date, it's sold 9 million copies, a very, very popular book. And the reason why it was so popular, because this author, James, was able to help readers understand how powerful our habits are. And he wrote it in a very relatable, easy to read way that helps us even change and break bad habits and then to build new ones. And he gives little hacks for our brain on how to build these great habits. James writes, habits are small decisions that you make in actions that you perform every day. He writes about a stat out of Duke University. He says that according to Duke University, habits account for 40% of our behaviors on any given day. So that is a lot of choices we make. And so it would make sense that here we are listening to me, whether you're here with me live in my VIP membership or you're listening to this as a recording, that we would really look into our habits. We would look into our routines and we would ask ourselves, like, what is happening? What is going well for us? What is working for us? What is not working for us? And we really make the changes we need in our homes to build healthy routines. Now, I Google a little bit and I ask Google, is there a difference between a routine and a habit? And I was a little surprised that most of these nerds that write about this stuff, they would say that there is. So habits are things that, like, we do that are very comfortable for us to do. And if we didn't do them, we would actually be uncomfortable. So, for example, the author that I read about says washing our hands after we use the bathroom. It's like a habit. It's like very easy for us to do. We like doing it, and it would be awkward for us if we didn't wash our hands after we use the bathroom. So habits can be driven by like these reward mechanisms in our brains. And routines, on the other hand, can be very hard for us to do. The author that I read writes about how laundry, for example, is a routine that most of us don't enjoy doing. That's why we could procrastinate on it. And if you, and I definitely know about laundry procrastination because I do part of the laundry in that my house and my wife does the other part. And she, we have this thing, I make a joke. I think it's called like Mount Laundry Kinjaro. It's in her closet and it's her piled up laundry. And man, this thing, I mean, talk about, it's like a Jenga piece. It's like a genius masterfully put this build, this large tower of laundry up. And in fact, fun fact, remind me of my friend who lived in China for a while. He said that the Chinese are really into salad buffets and they will like to pride themselves on how tall they can build their plate of salad at a salad buffet. And they will like use cucumbers to put it around the outside of the outside of a plate to try to build like a great tower because they want to get their money's worth, because this is especially like if you have like a one-time visit of a salad buffet, then, you know, which is really not a good thing. Like if you're going to have a buffet, it needs to be all you can eat. So there's a lot of books on routines because we now know in 2024, especially how powerful our routines are. I mean, if you just think about some of your favorite routines in your life, it just probably makes you really happy. Like these things like really light you up. They fill your bucket. Like me, I wish I could go back to talking more about my Saturday routine because I was just enjoying talking about that so much. But these routines can be really, really bad and really, really nasty when it comes to our parenting. Here's a couple examples. I'll take a couple of breaths because this is going to sting a little bit. I started writing down some really common routines that we have in our homes that are just lousy. They are lousy. They're not a nice latte on a Saturday morning. They are just lousy routines. And if you relate to any of these routines, then I've got good news for you. You're here, you're listening to me, and you're ready to break them. And you may not even be aware, like, oh my gosh, like I feel like I've been in this trance. Like this has been our routine. I didn't know there was any way out of it. And I'm going to give you four little tips on how to break nasty family routines in your parenting, in your household, and build them into something really healthy. All right. Bad routine number one, a routine of meanness in the morning before school. The kids are just being mean to each other. They're being mean to you. A routine of angry emotional outbursts before you rush your child off to a sports. How common is that? Some of you are shaking your head up and down or side to side right now. Like either way, it's like up and down. I'd be like, oh, that's me. Or side to side, like, yep, that sucks. That's me. How about this one? A routine of mom and dad arguing and then the kids walk out of the room. That one might sting a little bit to listen to. It stings me because I've actually seen my kids do that before. And it's just, oh, it's so sad and disappointing. Like, what am I doing? What are we doing? How about this? A routine of debating with the child that you say could be a lawyer. How about that one? You debate with a child that you describe. This child could be a lawyer. Super common. How about this one? A routine of allowing your one most challenging child to set the tone in your home. That's a common one. It's a routine of letting your most challenging child set the tone of your home or really set the tone in your heart, right? So the child's having issues with their behavior or their moods or their tone, and then you make a poor choice, and it's a routine, you know, where their drama, their pain becomes your drama and your pain. And oftentimes what happens, in these things is like, it's just like, you just feel so trapped. Like I'm trapped in this routine. How can I get out of this? Because you're just so emotionally connected to this child in an unhealthy way. How about this one? A routine of sarcasm in your home. A routine of sarcasm or passive aggression. And then somebody says, what? I didn't even do anything. What? I didn't say anything. Oh my gosh. Sarcasm can be such a poison to a home. Three more. I know this is not fun to listen to. This is like listening to like some horror movie, right? Some horror podcast right now. Just bad stuff. A routine of allowing the kids to be horrible to each other in your automobile, And that's a routine that you live with on a regular basis. A routine to allow a child to spend too much time on a screen. This is not a pattern you have. This is a routine. And lastly, a routine of hearing excuses of why your child is not meeting their requirements, taking care of their business, doing their chores, thriving in their responsibilities or their schoolwork. It's a routine you have. It's like, here we go again. If you're listening to this, I just want you to know you're not alone. And here's four steps on how to break these routines. Hopefully you might have related to one of those. I think we could all. I told you one that really just, you know, struck my heart when I wrote it. Just that, you know, and I can relate to all these. That's why I wrote them. I have these in my homes at times. And I've seen them in all of our everyday lovely homes like yours. So let's not beat ourselves up over this. And let's do the work we need to do to change them. So here's some tools. So much of these routines and these habits that these geniuses and these authors have helped us understand, they're done out of mindlessness. Out of mindlessness. We just do them because we get caught up in the comfort, in the regularity. And then this is just how we do things around here. You know, we know that human beings, we are creatures of habits. It's really like fun to go and do new things, travel to new places, try a new outfit on, do this new thing. But even when you try something new, you then become like, you routine it going to the same places. I just remember, just an idea just came to me. Here we are. We went to this resort in Cancun for a big family vacation. And it was so great. We're going to all these different pools that they have on the resort. And then towards the second half of the resort, I realized we're sitting in the same chairs as we were the first time we came. Like, who does that? Everybody does that. It's like what you do for some reason. You always go back to the same chairs that you like to sit in. Isn't that weird? It's like our brains are just addicted to those routines. This is why we need to slow down. And step one is mindfulness. The opposite of mindfulness is mindlessness. So the reason why we're doing these things is because we're just mindless. Like, we got to get the kids to school. I got to just do this. I got to do that. There's no room for talking. There's no room for thinking. Let's go. Let's go. We got to go to church. We got to go to sports. We got to do these things. I can't talk about this right now. This is not the time. Let's just go. Just sit. Just do this. So action step number two is hard, but I think it's the most important one. It's stopping. It's just stopping. Stopping the routine. You do not have to get the kids to school on time. You do not have to get the kids to sports on time. In fact, if you take your child to sports after a horrible, horrible meltdown, or siblings are just being horrible to each other, and there's just no connection, there's no repairment, if you do that, you might be sending a message that in this home, sports is more important than family. In this home, sports is more important than anything. If you let your child just avoid the family, avoid the grandparents because they have a big quiz coming up, and you let them just study, study, study. If you make a long pattern of that, you might be sending a message that you don't want to send, which is, in this home, your academic achievements are more important than family. And then you might be wondering, by the time that person's a sophomore in high school, like, yeah, the kid doesn't want to come and hang out with the grandparents, doesn't want to be around us, doesn't want to spend time. And you'd be reaping what you've sown because of these routines that have been going on for years and years. And you did that because of these routines. So it's just stopping. What's really interesting too, if you were to look back this little list that I have of when I read off these bad routines, when I made the joke about horror movies, here's some really interesting things to look about. These are all symptoms of disconnection.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
There are symptoms of disconnection. The reason why the siblings are being mean to each other before school or in the car is because they're just not connected to each other or to the family in that moment. But you know when they're connected. You can see it. You can hear it in how they talk. You know when they're connected to you and they're kind of this disconnected. They might be physically in the same car, in the same room, but it's about that family connection. Like, I'm here. I'm aware that I'm in a car and I'm in a dinner table and the whole world doesn't revolve around me. I'm connected to the family. I'm a teammate. So much of our child's misbehavior is actually just a symptom of their temporary disconnection in the moment. This is why you hear me teach these tools all the time, like connection before correction, because it's about drawing them back in. And you can even see this in so much of like even dog training. So much of dog training is just like building connection with your dog, like before you go on a walk. This is just parenting. It's about like keeping them in sync with us and us with them and being flexible as we go. And so this is why tool number three is one of my top amazing favorite things to talk about. How do we break horrible routines and build healthy ones is family meetings. Family meetings means you creating a home culture of family meetings. When life is going good, you just pull the family together and say, this is great, you guys. I just wanted to say, little family meeting. I love you guys. And this has just been such a lovely week. I really just see you doing this and I see you helping here. And you've just been so cool with your sibling. You're really stepping up to your responsibilities and we're just connected. This is the life. And then when life is not going well, when life is disconnected, you rally the troops. You are a leader. You are a parent. And you say, look, I need us all to work on this. You know, daughter, I need you to put more attention to this. It's not me. It's not my fault. Honey, what did you hear me saying? I'm your parent. I need you to put more attention to this. It's not even why. Why are you being mean to me? Because I love you and I'm parenting you. And this is a family. We are all connected. And I need you, please listen to me, to put more attention in this area. It's affecting all of us. We love you. Son, I want you to work on this area. Rally the family, speak from your heart, lead them, have family meetings. If you rush off the kids to a sports because you just hate being late to sports, you don't want to miss the big game, then do that. But then have a family meeting afterwards. Say, we can't do this again. What happened before this practice or the game is too painful. That's not who we are as a family. And see, then you're breaking these negative routines and you're building new ones. And here's the last tool that I think is really, really helpful. You know, the reason why they give kids fire drills in schools and earthquake drills here in California is because they know that if an actual fire were to happen at a school or an earthquake here, the kids would freak out, right? They would freak out. They'd be so emotional. They'd be going nuts. And so they practice these things so that if they actually were to happen, the kids would remember their training. That's funny. I just saw like an Instagram video of a school. I think it was in California. It was an earthquake and somebody had their camera on, big shocker. And it showed all the kids, the room was shaking and all the kids, I think they were teenagers. They quickly went under their desks, just like their training. And thankfully nothing happened. I don't know where the earthquake was. I think you know, it just happened here in April of 2024 or something. But I was like, good job, kids. You remembered your training. So here's some things. Instead of just like saying to the kids in the heat of the moment, you're not going to sports today. Oh, all right. Well, we're all going to be late to school because of you. We got to talk this out. Like, that's kind of weird. That's kind of like, that's not good. So instead, give your kids a fire drill and talk to them, whether it be one-on-one or a family meeting. Say, look, I just want to prepare you. I'm going to be making some changes around these things. And it's going to maybe happen in the heat of the moment. And I want you prepared for it. So if this happens before sports, before church, before school, or before this, then this is, you know, what I'm going to be doing. It's just a very loving thing to do, especially with a child, to prepare them for how you're changing, right? And if you are making some big changes in your parenting, well, it's good to talk about it and have compassion for your kids. Be like, you know what? I know this is hard. In the past, this is what I was used to do. You know, we would just rush off, but we're not doing that anymore. I just can't do this. And this is all just really another manifestation of this saying that I love to say, you know, we cannot control this child, but we can control ourselves. Parents, thank you for letting me be a positive voice in your life. I love you and I love your family. If you're sick and tired of those same painful patterns in your parenting or the same painful bad behaviors in your kids, then what are you waiting for? Join me in my VIP membership. I'd love to speak with you and give you the specific tools that you need.